Hey there, audio listener. You better be blind, because there are a lot of visual elements to this show. I'm surprised that you're not really watching it. Some people watch on YouTube, obviously, where we've been demonetized and remonetized, and I just checked my watch, demonetized again. The only way to support this content really is to join up at lottowithcredit.com/mugclub. It's $99 annually, $69 for students, veterans, active military, and you get access to the entire Blaze catalog. You get Dave Rubin, you get Glenn Beck, you get Mark Levin, a whole bunch of shows, and you get access to a daily show that's not available here. So, you know, you can join up, or you can plan on me actually just filling this show to the brim with ads for products that you don't need or want, and you'll have to get used to hitting the fast forward button. The choice is yours. Enjoy the show.
They didn't always have hearings, and I think it's very reasonable at this point. And even though Republicans are having hearings and Democrats didn't want to have hearings, I think it's very reasonable to say, well, you know what? We had hearings until you trotted out people who were knowingly false pawns accusing a man of gang rape, and this is no longer productive. That changes the decorum.
Here we go with another Change My Mind, this time the topic that's on everyone's mind.
Voters should pick the president, and the president should pick the justice.
To jam this nomination through the Senate is just an exercise in raw political power.
Leader McConnell and the Republican Senate majority have no right to fill it.
This is a man who does not care about a dying woman's final wish.
Are you and Joe Biden going to pack the court if Judge Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed?
Sir, I've got to ask you about packing the court. Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't deserve. I'm not going to play his game.
Maggie,
you once again
on.
Gave a non-answer. Joe Biden gave a non-answer.
Trying to answer you
the
now.
The American people deserve a straight answer.
Some have mentioned the possibility that you and the House could move to impeach.
We have our options. We have arrows in our quiver.
That is not a mandate, and it's not democracy. It's a f***ing travesty.
Terrorist Trump must be defeated, must be destroyed, and then he and his enablers and his supporters and the Amy Coney Barretts must be prosecuted and convicted and removed from our society.
Honestly, you're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College. We're going to have to blow up the entire system.
Talk, 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 but saying nothing. I want to know, what do you think? Should the Senate confirm Amy Coney Barrett? And if not, why not? Let me know in the comments below. Okay, let's get straight to it. Meet the lovely Anna Grace.
So, Anna, I don't know how familiar you are with what we do with Change My Mind, but the idea is that it's not a point scoring session. It's really about rationalizing our positions. And this is going on right now. The hearings are going on right now. So I do want to let... How long does that bell go on?
Well, there's three different bells and they're not in sync, so a minute or so, or longer.
Damn it, all the chapel bells are ringing. Okay, so... The hearings are going on, so I want to let anyone at home know who's watching that you might say something or I might say something that could be apt to change, because we're not there for the hearings right now. We should be glued to our television sets like it's a Super Bowl. But right now this is seen in the media as a controversial issue. I see no reason that obviously a qualified, distinguished judge like Amy Coney Barrett should not be confirmed to the United States Supreme Court. If you see any reason as to why, you're more than welcome to change your mind. Would you be welcome to step forward a little bit, just because we want to be in the boundaries of this table?
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. Okay.
Thank you, Anna.
So I think first off, because it's like an outstanding circumstance, like it's an election year, and we're in the midst of an election. We don't know who's going to win. You know, we're hearing like different opinions. We don't know who's going to win. And so I think we should wait till the president is elected or reelected and to make that decision. Then second of all, even if it wasn't an election year, as a woman, I don't feel protected or represented by Amy Coney Barrett, and I feel like
it's a mouthful. We can say ACB.
ACB is replacing the very woman who did so many amazing things for women's rights and just human rights. Mm-hmm. As a feminist, she believed in equality,
right?
And so she really fought for, like, one of the biggest cases that she fought for was for a man and how he was treated differently there was sexist behavior towards him because he was a man, and that wasn't fair. Like, that shouldn't, sex
sure.
should not be in the equation at all.
And I think there's a lot, actually, to admire about our RGB, even though I disagree with her on a whole lot. I'd like to set that aside for a second, because there's a difference between you or I not liking a judge or their opinions, and of course the constitutional authority to appoint and confirm them to the Supreme Court. So we can go back to that and those opinions, and I would like to. But the first point you made is that you don't think we should confirm ACB because it's an election year.
Yeah, like not make the decision until whoever's going to be leading us for four more years, I think.
Why?
Because there might be a change.
Okay.
Like, you know, that would be silly for Donald Trump to elect, for her to be elected, and then the person who fought so hard for her and even elected her is not even in office anymore.
Well, I don't understand why that would be silly, because, you know, the president is president for 4 years.
Yeah, but this term is almost over.
Sure, yeah, but the term isn't over. So he has 4 years as a presidency. I mean, I guess I don't understand. So you're not arguing that constitutionally he doesn't have the authority, or the Senate doesn't have the authority to confirm. You're saying it's just maybe poor
I think
form?
Just because of these circumstances, because it's an election year. This only happens every 4 years. And
But I guess on what would you base that other than you feel like it's inappropriate?
Well, I just think that because of an election year, we should wait to who's going to be leading for the next 4 years.
Now, let me ask you this. And I understand, because that's a sentiment that I've heard expressed quite a bit. Do you think that maybe that's been instilled in you, perhaps to a degree, by biased professors or media? Because it's a very, very new opinion.
What?
The idea that you can't appoint a Supreme Court justice in an election year.
Well, this is my second election that I've been able to vote in.
Okay. And well, I mean, historically.
Historically?
Yeah.
Have I been...
No, I mean, historically, this is a very new idea that a president should only act as president for 3 years. As a matter of fact, you know, RBG, who we both said we've respected, she said that the president, of course, is elected for 4 years and should act as president, and he should absolutely nominate a justice in an election year. She said that. She was very clear about that, as a matter of fact. This is not her dying wishes, according to her granddaughter, that can't actually be verified. This is her publicly written opinion.
When did she write that?
She wrote this years ago. Yeah, and she wrote this while Barack Obama was president, I believe. And it was something that was taken from the Supreme Court.
We're talking about right now.
That's not that long ago. You're talking about 3 years ago. Do you know how many times...
3 years ago?
Do you know how many... I'm going to continue finishing my thought here. Do you know how many times a president has nominated a Supreme Court justice in an election year?
No, I do not.
29 times. Now, 29 times.
And they've been elected?
So, when it's a... And that's actually a very good question. Because when it's a shared party government, when it's not a divided government, meaning the three branches of government are executive, judicial...
I know what it means.
Well, listen, it's okay. I'm not mansplaining. I'm explaining for people watching at home. Judiciary. And that's why I really like this... this example right now, because it's a perfect example of this amalgamate that is three branches of government that are equal but separate, and particularly more autonomous is the court. So 10 out of those scenarios, we had the same party in charge of the executive and legislative branch. And in all 10 times, they confirmed. There was one exception with a man named Abe. Abe, I forgot his last name, and that was because he was forced to resign due to ethics issues, but those were already underway. So yeah, 29 times, a president in an election year, an outgoing president, has nominated someone, and when it's been a shared party for president in the legislature, it's confirmed.
And that's 10 times?
That's 9 out of the 10 times, barring the one exception with Abe because of ethics issues. Yeah. So there's a long-standing precedent. As a matter of fact, it would be a violation of American precedent and decorum to not confirm them. So I guess what would you be, and I've heard this quite a bit,
she goes against like so much of the progress that we've made from the Supreme Court justice that she's going to be replacing.
Mm-hmm.
That sits okay with you? Do you care about women's rights? And
do I care about women's rights?
Yes.
Of course I do.
Okay.
But what does that have to do with confirming Amy Coney Barrett?
Well, I don't think that she's the best fit to begin with.
So is that the litmus test for why we should not confirm a justice?
No, it's the election year, as I first said.
But the election year, but then I went back to
If you want to go deeper, then yeah, it's also that she's...
Okay, but you said the election year. Have we addressed the election year, that there's 29 times precedent? So this is you don't like it, you don't feel good about it?
No, told you that it was because of an election year.
Mm-hmm.
This year has been a mess for so many reasons, and I don't know why we couldn't just wait a little bit longer to make that decision when someone's elected.
I guess the question becomes, again, you would have to justify, you'd have to rationalize that reason, considering that it goes against precedent, waiting to nominate. That's not what we do. That's not what Obama did. That's not what's happened 29 times. You nominate. You're the president. That's what you do. And if you're the Senate, you confirm or you reject. That's what you do. So I don't understand the reasoning, I guess.
That is a good point. I'm thinking.
But no, I appreciate it. I've heard your argument.
You made a good point. I know. I'm thinking.
But let's go, and I appreciate you being open-minded. Let's go to that. So the second side is you don't like where AACB lines up, which is separate and aside from us having the ability to confirm her, and I think we're in different territory, so I appreciate it. Okay, so you don't like what she stands for, but does that affect...
But that's not my argument for why I think that there should be a wait, and I just think that it's because in the climate of everything that's going on, it's just, this has been a horrible year for so many reasons, and I didn't know that was the case when Obama was president and stuff, so I didn't know that. I don't know. I just felt like there should be time. I think that it was just such a quick, that he was so quick to nominate her. And I'd never even heard her name before. So.
Really?
Yeah. And so for.
Well, she was on a list that he actually released before he was president. Do you know that?
No.
So this is important because I think this matters. I think we would both agree that transparency matters in a presidency, right? Yeah. President Trump.
Get transparency.
Well, President Trump released his list of potential Supreme Court justices before he was president, and then he re-released it while he was president. Joe Biden hasn't released any. He said he'll only do it after election, just like we'd have to find out his opinion on court packing until after the election. So the fact that you hadn't read of her name, I mean, she's been a justice on the Seventh Circuit Court. She's been around for a while. She's been vetted, and she was on Donald Trump's list of justices. Is that surprising that you haven't heard anything about her?
I mean, I probably have heard her name. I don't know, but okay. I just didn't know much about her, and then... when he made that announcement 2 weeks or however long ago, just everything that comes out about how doesn't seem like anyone will be representing women in the Supreme Court, and that's really disheartening. And I just wish that we could wait a second, but I understand why we can't. I'm not going to change your mind.
No, I understand where you're coming from. So how would three women on the Supreme Court not represent any women in the Supreme Court?
Well, not all women are feminists.
Okay.
And... they're representing us by being women and being on there, but if they're not fighting for us, then it's just like we could be represented by a male feminist. Like, not those women aren't fighting for our rights, like our abortion rights are being harmed by her being elected.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
But there are male feminists on the court, so there are three women, there'll be three women on the court when we can form ACB, and there are male feminists on the court.
Okay.
So do you mean that the court is not complete unless there is specifically...
I just wanted to... There will never be another Ruth Bader Ginsburg, so I shouldn't hope for one.
That's probably true. Yeah. There will never be another Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There will never be another Scalia either. Yeah, I think that's true, and I think she was a formidable woman in a lot of ways. And I think that a lot of people sort of buy into this mythos of RBG without really understanding where she lined up on a lot of issues.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you know this, but she said that Roe v. Wade...
Yeah, she didn't agree with it completely. I know.
Yeah.
But,
And she was vehemently against packing the courts. Very much so. She said it's the one thing you could do to absolutely erode trust in the institution of the judicial branch would be to pack those courts. So I think... Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. And listen, there's always obviously, I want to rationalize our positions logically, but I understand when you lose someone important. Obviously, this is an emotional topic to cover right now, but I think the best way we can at least honor RBG is to honor her written and expressed wishes, which is don't pack those courts and appoint, nominate, confirm someone in an election year, which is what she was supportive. And I actually think that ACB would be a better representative than maybe you might anticipate.
And who?
I said I think that ACB might be a better representation than you might anticipate. Because I know that you haven't really read a whole lot about her.
Why do you think that, though?
Well, because I know that you haven't really read a whole lot about her and haven't heard of her.
I've read a few things.
Okay.
I didn't know who she was before she was all over the news and stuff.
Okay.
But why should I feel like I'm going to like her more?
I said I think she may be a better representative than you think because she's an originalist. She's a constitutionalist.
Okay, hold on.
So this isn't someone who is nearly as much of a judicial activist as some other judges have been, both on the left and the right. So I think if you actually look into her decisions and even into some of her dissenting opinions, you might, and I could be wrong, this is just, I think you might find yourself pleasantly surprised, and I would encourage you to read up on her a little bit.
Okay.
Okay?
I will.
Thank you, Anna. I appreciate
that.
Hopefully, I don't know when we do the air fist bump.
wasn't entirely unpleasant. And if you want these installments of Change My Mind to continue, please do consider joining Mug Club. It's $69 annually for students, veterans, active military. You get this wonderful hand-etched mug, along with a full daily show that's not available here on YouTube. If you go to LottoWithCrowder.com/mugclub, along with the entire Blaze TV catalog. If not, I ask that you hit the notification bell and check in, because we broadcast live here every weekday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. Let's get back to it. Meet the next gentleman, Thatcher.
Nice to meet you. What's your name?
I'm Thatcher.
Thatcher?
Thatcher.
Like Margaret Thatcher?
Exactly.
Okay, that's very nice to meet you. Do you need me to put this mask on here?
I don't care.
Okay. All right, Thatcher. So, Thatcher, I think you've been here as we've been discussing this all day. I see no reason to not confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. I haven't heard anything even really approaching a convincing argument. I understand why people don't like it, and that's valid.
Mm-hmm.
Not seeing a constitutional or a legal reason to not confirm her, but if you think I've got a blind spot, I'm more than happy to hear you out.
I don't think there's a constitutional or a legal reason to not confirm her, because the things work the both ways, packing the court. Joe Biden can do it, so can Donald Trump. But I think that what we really need to think about is that, is this the most important thing to be talking about? We have an economic crisis going on, the worst one we've seen since 2008. And although people that are more interested in politics, like you and everyone who's around here, we all want to see someone in the Supreme Court, the average American is just worried about where their next check is coming from.
Mm.
And if it's not coming from one of the businesses that our government so graciously closed down, then it ought to come from the government itself. And so I think we need to see another relief package before they're worrying about this.
I think you've I appreciate what you just said. I agree with some of what you just said. I think some gross misrepresentations there.
All right.
And I think that's your first mistake. Let's try and nip this in the bud and not continue this way, because it's not going to be a productive discussion. If
all
you
right.
say, as people like you and everyone around here
yes.
only care about politics
sure.
in relation to economics. No, I'm an average everyday working American too. I have 15 people who work for me. That's why I have opinions on the coronavirus. That's why I do the show that I do. And I certainly talk about the economy, and I certainly talk about macro issues more often than the Supreme Court. This is a topical issue because hearings are going on today, so I think it's a valid topic to discuss. Is that fair?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so let's not misrepresent me or people here as only caring about micro politics. Of course, we all care about where our paycheck is coming from.
Sure.
And that's why this is where I agree with you. I do not believe that it's within the government's authority to, as you put it, so graciously shut us all down. And so it is their duty now to make sure that basically some kind of retribution, some kind of justification here, right? Some kind of compensation is what I think you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why we passed the biggest stimulus bill that we have in modern, certainly recent American history.
Sure.
There are two ways to go about it right now. Open the economy back up or spend more of taxpayer dollars. Now, let's go back to Amy Coney Barrett. From what I understand, you're saying there is no reason to not confirm her.
I would say, yeah, no, legally, constitutionally, I don't see any reason not to confirm her.
Okay.
I would say it's just in our people, like our American people's interest to see a stimulus package addressed more fervently than this. They take things one at a time. They're very, very slow.
Government is very slow.
Very, very slow.
They were quick to shut businesses down, slow to provide some kind of relief.
If there's any way they can act in their own interest and tyrannically, they move as quickly as possible.
Sure.
But if it's in the American people's interest, it takes as many years as they'd like it to, which is why I'd like to see this be the thing that we address and not Amy Coney Barrett. I think that can wait until after the election.
Let me ask you this, and I understand where you're coming from on that. And I also think this is a wonderful representation. I've talked with others about this today, of the three branches of government, how they act as checks and balances.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds to me, using words like tyrannical, sounds to me like you have a problem with the way the government shut down people's businesses.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we would agree on that. Well, what acts as a check and balance on executive orders or the legislative branch?
Sorry?
What acts as a check and a balance, right? We have the executive, the legislative, and the
judiciary. Yes.
Right? And there have been plenty of rulings in the past that have said, well, this is an abuse of non-constitutionally delegated authority. They don't have the authority to make this decision.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that two things can both be true. I think that both are equally important. And I think that right now, having a Supreme Court who understands people who are constitutionalists, people who are originalists, and people who want to limit the power, by the way, both to the executive office and the legislative office, I think we would both agree with that. Whether you support Donald Trump or Joe Biden, I don't want the next guy abusing that power. That's where I think the Supreme Court is equally important, because they might be able to have a say in what I would already argue is unconstitutional, shutting down businesses and be a safeguard against that. That's why we have the three branches. So would we maybe agree that doing both would be ideal?
Yes.
A healthy dose of reopening up?
Yes, I would agree that a very healthy dose of reopening up is needed. And if If that can happen, then that cuts out our need for a ginormous stimulus package. I would much rather see every business open full capacity than trillions of dollars be given away. But I would rather see trillions of dollars being given away than us focusing on this woman who, yes, she's going to have an impact for the next 10, 20, 30 years of her life. But what we need right now is money, because people are focused on getting their food on their table today, tomorrow, not worried about 10, 20 years down the line necessarily.
I would agree with what you're saying, and the easiest scenario where we could do both, which would follow in line with precedent of, yep, nominating a Supreme Court justice during an election year and it being confirmed when it's the same party, would be, like you said, reopening the economy. Mm-hmm. Reopening the economy, maybe some backlog of stimulus for industries that were unduly affected. You know, there are some more than others. Then we could confirm the justice as well.
I do agree with that.
All right, there we go. We found some comments. Look, you came in hot.
Not bad.
I think we're friends.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Thatcher.
Yes.
Wonderful name. Strong woman.
Thank you.
Strong woman. Look at that. I changed my mind. You'll find it all. Even a friend. Now, let's sit, stand, up, down with Chase.
We're talking about this today. I don't know how familiar you are with Change My Mind, but the idea is that we can usually sit down.
Yeah.
And do you get those pants that have the seat? You know, have a little stools on them? Legs. Today we'll be standing and talking about it, where we can rationalize our positions on what are considered controversial topics. Right now, obviously, the hearings are going on as we speak. See no reason to not confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Haven't heard anything today that's been super convincing, but I would love to hear from you. You're welcome to change my mind.
Yeah. So, like, the clarification, the reason that you're in favor is because she's a good person. She has, like, a clean record, basically. And it's the president's job and the Senate's job.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with necessarily, I mean, I agree with her views personally.
Okay.
But that's not why I see no reason that we can't confirm.
It's just
there's constitutionally, there's no reason not to. Legally, there's no reason not to.
So we should just do it just because it's constitutionally allowed?
I said there's no reason not to, yeah.
Okay. So 6 months from now, you should be arguing back here saying that Joe Biden should pack the court because it's constitutionally allowed.
Well, no, I wouldn't be arguing that Joe Biden should pack the court. What I'm saying right now is there is an argument against confirming Amy Coney Barrett,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is I'm not hearing any valid argument as to why we can't. So why can't we?
But just to break down your argument. So the valid argument, what's the valid argument for against Joe Biden packing the court if he wins the
Senate? Well, let's first talk about Amy Coney Barrett, because I know you want to go straight to whataboutism, and I would like to talk about packing the courts. But first, let's address where you can change my mind, because that's the sign.
Yeah.
So where am I wrong?
What I'm arguing is I'm saying that we're the same.
Okay.
Is I'm saying
so
that
we should confirm her.
Yeah, no. What I'm saying is I don't think we should confirm her because I disagree with her politically. And I'm saying you don't think that Joe Biden in the Senate should pack the court because you would disagree with that politically.
No.
Why not? It's the same argument.
But that's not what I said.
It is the exact same argument, Stephen. It is, they can do it because
you can use my
to.
Name and try and use these charming techniques that you've probably learned somewhere in Debate 101, but that's not what I've said. That's not
smile.
My point of view.
It's the eyes.
Is it your smiling eyes? I can't see through that triple layer mask. No, that's not what I said. Now, I would like to get to packing the courts and why I think it's a problem.
Yeah.
But first, let's address this.
Yeah.
Amy Coney Barrett, right now, there are hearings going on, she will likely be confirmed.
Yeah.
This is a big problem right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people believe that she should not be confirmed.
Uh-huh.
You've approached me because you believe for some reason she should not be confirmed. That reason is?
Because I think that she has bad judicial views.
Okay.
I don't think that there's anything super.
Okay, so because you don't like her judicial history.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be appointed.
Yeah. The same reason that Merrick Garland wasn't appointed was because they didn't like his.
Who's they?
The Senate in 2016.
Right. Okay. So listen, there are two. I want to make sure I'm not misunderstanding you. Maybe you're saying that if you were in the Senate, you wouldn't confirm her.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're not arguing that the Senate has no right to confirm her.
No.
Okay. So you don't have a problem with this happening, her being confirmed. You just don't like her as a judge.
I think they're the same thing, but I'll agree with you that I think that.
Well, they're not the same thing.
I think that she should be nominated, and then I also think that Joe Biden and the Democrats should pack the court.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you do think she should be not nominated, confirmed,
and
then Joe Biden should pack the court?
Yeah.
Because you believe that they're one and the same?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we can get to your view on packing the court.
Yeah.
Has that been fair that we've addressed that?
Yeah, no, I
okay,
think
good. So we both agree. There's no reason to not nominate her and confirm her. Now you say that you support packing the court.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me hear why you support packing the court.
I think that what we need to do is we need to do exactly what's been done before. And I think that we need, well, not necessarily what's been done before. I just think that we need to preserve like certain rights that I think are important.
Okay.
I think that what we've seen is we've seen the Supreme Court become almost too powerful to an extent to where Donald Trump, he'll be in office for 4 years versus like the Democrats being in office in 8 years with Obama and then probably 4 years with Biden, and it's probably like an equal result for the Supreme Court. And I think that basically the Supreme Court is too powerful. We need to kind of like take that in and readdress it and kind of even it out.
So you believe we should pack the courts because we should dilute the power of the Supreme Court?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay. Did you believe that before Amy Coney Barrett?
Yeah.
How long have you believed that we should pack the court?
I mean, what, in college? I don't know, maybe like freshman year. I mean, not necessarily pack. I think we should pack the court right now, but I also, to address those certain rights. But I think that we need to change how we're doing the Supreme Court.
So
I think
we should pack the court right now,
yeah,
to address certain rights. So let me ask you this.
Pack the court in case anything important has been overturned, like ACA or abortion or Roe v. Wade.
Hold on a second. Do you mean abortion or Roe v. Wade?
Abortion. I don't think Roe v. Wade is overturned. I think you have like those laws out in Louisiana where they need like a hospital. I think those become prevalent, therefore like ending availability.
You're talking about the state laws at that point?
Yeah, but they would become,
okay,
they're still like, it's a federal rule.
So you believe we should pack the courts, mm-hmm, now.
Mm-hmm.
You believe Donald Trump should pack the courts then,
I think Biden.
If he wins.
Oh, well, Trump would have no reason to pack the court. I think that...
Sure he could. Why not just extend his lead?
Because what I'm arguing is that I'm saying it's purely political. And I think that need to do is we need to make the Supreme Court not so political. We need to just change completely how it's been done. I think I'm only arguing for...
And you're saying pack the court.
I'm only arguing for pack the court if they overturn ACA or other important things.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure, because you said we should pack the court now.
Yeah. Pack the court...
So, but only if they change those things now, yeah, is what you're, yeah, saying. So not pack the court now.
Yeah.
Because initially when you stood here, I want to make sure I'm not misrepresenting you, but I, yeah, do think you said... if she's nominated, if she's confirmed, pack the courts.
Pack the courts, Joe Biden, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But now you're saying only if ACA or Roe v. Wade is overturned.
Yeah, I'll argue that. Yeah, I'll change my view just now. Yeah, I'll argue.
Okay.
That.
So, yeah. But you do admit that it's a change. And I'm not saying it's a, yeah, gotcha. I, yeah, want to make sure I understand where,
yeah,
you're coming from.
Yeah.
Okay. If Donald Trump wins re-election, which is possible, mm-hmm, should Donald Trump pack the courts?
I think that we need to have fundamental change about how the Supreme Court is run.
Why can't Donald Trump do that?
I'd be glad if he did that. I don't think they'll do it. I think that Joe Biden should change how the Supreme Court is run.
But hold on a second. Why does it have to be Joe Biden? If you're talking about this being an issue with the Supreme Court, why can Joe Biden, or why should Joe Biden pack the courts and not Donald Trump?
I just said, oh, pack the courts. Political reasons. I think that we need
political
to protect, I think we need to protect a woman's right to choose, and I think we need to protect the ACA.
Now, is the Supreme Court supposed to be a political institution like the executive or legislative branch?
No.
But you want it to be?
I don't want it to be. I'm saying that it is.
No, you said for political reasons we should pack the courts. That's what, yeah, you just said.
What I'm arguing is that we live in A, and we need to change anything that's hurting in A, and then change it to B.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you just said you want to do that for political reasons, right?
Yeah, because we live in a political country.
You believe that the court is too political?
Yes.
When did it get to be too political?
I don't know. It's been political for a while.
And it's been left-tilting for a long while.
Yeah, it's been right-tilting before, too. I mean...
And it's been left-tilting for most of your lifetime and my lifetime.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah.
Do the opinions or, for example, wishes of RBG play into your opinions at all?
Maybe, but not really, no.
Okay, all right, because I know a lot of people have been, yeah, saying it's disrespectful, but she was vehemently against court packing.
Mm. Yeah, she was.
Yeah, and you understand that, and why do you think she was?
I mean, I think because you have, like, judicial legitimacy, I think that's a big thing. And I think that if you're in favor, if you want to, like, maintain judicial legitimacy, you shouldn't be, like, rushing through a nomination when most Americans don't want it.
Actually, that's not true. Most Americans, less than a third, oppose Amy Coney Barrett's nomination. A plurality of Americans support
The polling I've seen.
You're citing an old poll from September. It's not even close. And that doesn't change the constitutionality.
September was like a week away.
Do you want to bring it up? I can bring you the poll.
Here's
the thing. The poll doesn't determine constitutionality, but you're wrong.
I've seen at least like five polls from like 538. Pretty down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen stuff tweeted on Nate Silver's timeline saying that it's like a 60-40 split or whatever.
Nate Silver is the man who gave Hillary Clinton, was it 80% or was it 86%?
Something around, 15-20% is a 20% is still pretty high.
Okay.
I take a 20% bet for
football. So there are two things here. There's the Constitution. The point is that wrong by a significant margin.
Now, there are two issues here. There's constitutionality, there's illegality, and then there's polls.
Yeah.
Right? Polls do not determine the constitutionality or legality.
No.
There is not, constitutionally or legally, or as far as precedent, there's no argument to be made that they're rushing this through. This has happened many times in American history. 29 times a president in an outgoing election year made a nomination. 10 out of those times.
The only other one that would be this fast would be RBG. The only other, like, there's, like, this, like, how long did...
You mean a fast of a confirmation?
Yeah. I mean, how...
Yeah, there have been many confirmations, actually. They were much quicker for a long time. I was telling your friend, one of your colleagues here earlier, yeah. that they didn't even hold hearings for 127 years. Yeah.
I mean, how long was Kavanaugh's? That took forever.
It took a long time.
Even before...
With all the false allegations of gang rape. And, yeah, that's a reason, too, that a lot of people are saying, let's return to the 127 years of precedent where we don't allow one of our people to have their reputation... legitimately through every single legal document and avenue we have available to us now proven false, the accusations of rape and gang rape on Brett Kavanaugh.
Well, you can't prove them false. You can just
sure you can. Julie Swetnick recanted. The gang rape one, they said, well, yeah, I was made up.
What about
there are many people who come forward and say it's made up, and then the only one who didn't,
I haven't seen
Dr. Christine
Ford.
Blasey Ford, yeah. Has no evidence, and the people who investigated said there's no way that's
you're
true.
You're arguing that it was proven, like
the gang rape, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying that, like,
there are many people who came out.
I'm saying with Dr. Ford's case, they just weren't able to.
But that wasn't the only case. Okay. And this is important because the reason I'm bringing this up is when we're talking about setting a precedent, we're talking about these hearings. They didn't always have hearings. Yeah. And I think it's very reasonable at this point. And even though Republicans are having hearings and Democrats didn't want to have hearings, I think it's very reasonable to say, well, you know what? We had hearings until you trotted out people who were knowingly false pawns accusing a man of gang rape, and this is no longer productive. That changes the decorum. I think that's a valid argument to make.
Yeah.
That man's reputation was destroyed based on lies.
I mean,
and they don't want that to happen to Amy Coney Barrett.
I'm fine
but
with him.
That's why it was long. It was long because of lies.
Well, no, it was long before that. It took a lot of time.
It was long because of lies.
That was extended by, like, what, a week or two?
No. There was an investigation, the initial investigation, then the calls for another investigation.
Feinstein, then however you want to pronounce it. It took her a while to even, like, bring that up. So they weren't even going through that until
a while before. It took a very, very long time. Kavanaugh is an exception to the rule because of the lies, is my point. Let me ask you this, okay, if we're going to find common ground.
Yeah.
Do you believe that the length of the Kavanaugh hearings is the rule or the exception? Historically, it's an exception.
Yeah, sure.
It's not the rule. Okay, so let's agree on that. Let's not try and say, well, this is too fast because of Brett Kavanaugh. I would argue, it's actually a good reason that this should be done more quickly because we can't let what happened with Brett Kavanaugh happen with ACB. But again, we go back to this idea of the constitutionality. There is nothing unconstitutional. There's nothing illegal about confirming her to the Supreme Court. And then you were arguing outside of that, what?
That we need to change how the Supreme Court is run. And there's probably no political, like currency to be able to do that. So the Democrats should just pack the court.
Right. And you have no problem with Republicans doing it after that? Because they will.
I do. But I think that this
And then you're remarkably inconsistent. Because they will.
They will.
They will.
Yeah.
And if Donald Trump is reelected, let me tell you this. If Donald Trump is reelected, I want him to do exactly what he did now.
Yeah.
I don't want him to pack the courts. Yeah. Because just like RBG, I believe that the thing you could do, the single worst action you could take to erode the Americans' public trust in the Supreme Court would be pack those courts. That's what she said. Yeah. That's what Joe Biden says up until two weeks ago.
But is
with, Joe Biden said that up until 2 weeks ago. I agree with him.
But with Merrick Garland's nomination and this nomination right here, isn't that also eroding public trust in doing it during an election? I think that they have the right to do it. I think they have a right to do it. But if your argument is like political, is like legislative, judicial legitimacy, then you probably shouldn't do it during an election year.
Why? It's happened 29 times. I don't understand. See, you're arguing something that has not been done in 150 years since the Civil War. I'm arguing something that's been done 29 times. It always happens. Anytime an outgoing president in an election year has a vacant seat, they nominate it. If he has a unified Senate, they confirm it. How does that erode trust? That's what you do. That's what every president does.
Because
not every president packs the courts. The last time that happened was 150 years ago in the Civil War.
But it has eroded trust. The Supreme Court is not that popular.
Okay.
It has eroded trust. I think that we
for the first time in years, it actually has a net positive rating. You're right. It was a net negative 5, and since Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch, I think it's now like at a positive 6.
Is it real?
Which is still really bad. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, it's still the most like popular.
I don't like those odds if I were on the Supreme Court, but popular opinion doesn't change the idea of what the court is or what that branch of government is.
No.
And I'm not really hearing an argument. You said it erodes. Doesn't it erode trust to an equivalent level for an outgoing president to nominate a Supreme Court justice? I say no.
Well, I'm not arguing equivalent level.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that it will erode trust.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that the Republicans know that if they nominate this through, then the Democrats will then, there might be a push to pack the court. So if Joe Biden's a liar, then sure. But if you're, well, Joe Biden hasn't.
Joe Biden said many times that we'll rue the day and he was opposed to packing courts.
Okay.
He only switched his opinion recently and he said, you'll have to vote for me to find out. Just like we have to pass the bill to know what's in it.
Well,
I would say that's dishonest.
Well,
Difference of opinion. Let's not spend a bunch of time on that. I think saying I'm against packing courts for his whole life until it was politically expedient, saying, well, maybe elect me. I think it's dishonest. You don't.
Well, that's not what he said. What he said was, I don't want to have this conversation. I think it's kind of scapegoating the real issue, and the real issue is that we're in the middle of election. That's what he said. He isn't saying wait for me and find out.
He did say you'll have to elect me to find out.
No.
He actually gave an interview to a reporter where he said that.
Okay.
I know the statement you're referring to, and I'm referring to another statement.
Okay.
I still think it's dishonest.
Okay. Sure, we can argue that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think saying that you're against... Oh, you would agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'd both agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason it would erode trust is because then you set up a nuclear arms race where there's no longer, for as much as you don't like the fact that there are more, slightly more conservatives on the bench now than there were 6 years ago, it'll get a whole lot worse if you pack those courts, and there's a reason that we haven't done it.
I agree with you. I think that that's an issue, and I don't think that it would be good for public trust, which is why we need to redo how the Supreme Court is working.
By packing it? No,
not by packing it.
Oh.
By creating more neutral justices.
Okay, and how do you do that?
I don't know, I think... You had like Pete, he argued for a plan, it was like 15 justices or something like that, and they would be like rotating, and it was like 10 of them were appointed like neutrally or whatever, and then you have like the rest of them, however the math works out.
So you'd be packing the courts. You'd be adding judges, you'd be making it 15, that'd be packing the courts.
I'll make a distinction between packing the courts for political gains and packing the courts for neutrality.
Because you believe that anyone who would propose any kind of a bill, or if Congress were to make some kind of a vote, you believe that it would be entirely politically neutral if they decided to add seats under any circumstances. I can't imagine that scenario. And I think you will regret it if that happens in 10 years from now, there's a Republican, they do the same thing.
What I'm arguing for is an ideal world.
Yeah.
We have more neutral justices.
Sure.
I don't understand why you would be against that.
Well, listen, we have a system of checks and balances, and we have judges who are supposed to be impartial.
Yeah.
Now, I do believe that being a constitutionalist and an originalist is being an impartial judge. I believe being a judicial activist where you try and create new laws, which is what we've seen, for example, with things like the Affordable Care Act, that's judicial activism. And I think there's a difference. And so I would like to see more textualists. I like to see more originalists on there who believe in... Here's the big difference, too. See, you're advocating packing the courts or adding the number. At first, you said packing the courts for political reasons. You said you're okay with that. Then you said adding the number to create more neutral justices. Okay? Everything you've advocated is giving more power to the government. What I want to see with the Supreme Court is a power that acts as a check and balance to limit the scope of that federal authority, both, by the way, in the executive branch, meaning Donald Trump, and the legislative. Everything you have advocated leads us on a road to more centralized government power that can be wielded against you or against me, depending on who is in power.
How would more justices change the power dynamics of like the federal branch?
Adding more justices, as Ruth Bader Ginsburg articulated very well in her opinion, I would agree with her on this, I didn't agree with her on a whole lot, sets off a nuclear arm race where just someone can pack the court with more judges.
Which is why I think that...
Every new guy will just add more judges. There's a rate-limiting factor right now, and that's a number that has been kept consistent for 150 years, and even the Democrats were opposed to FDR when he tried to pack the courts, because they said, this is really an unprecedented move, this is not a good... And this was the most popular president.
Yeah.
Of modern American history, potentially ever. This guy won by the kind of margins they're claiming Joe Biden will win. Right? So this is something that everyone, including Democrats throughout history, have seen as a really dangerous power grab.
Which is why it should be more neutral justices.
But you can't do it because who's going to pick what we do and what determines a neutral justice?
The Senate would, and the presidency would.
Okay, you want that happening right now with the current Senate and presidency? Because they only get one. You want them to get five picks? You want Trump and McConnell and Lindsey Graham to get five picks? Do you see the danger?
What I'm saying is...
But do you see the danger?
I do see the danger. Okay. I agree with you. I think that it is dangerous.
Okay.
But I think that in like a politically ideal world, we don't make the Supreme Court political.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you, too.
I don't think that we're
that far
away.
And I think the fastest way to politicize it more is to pack the courts.
Which is why we need to change it to where it doesn't become an arms race, where you're making it to where you like completely change how the system is done. It's an overhaul to where you aren't having these races.
So in other words, you mean, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't think this is what you to mean here initially. You were saying pack the course for political reason, but it seems like you've shifted. And I think this is to a more reasonable position where you were saying, okay, have a one and done time where we set a new number of justices in a neutral way through an act of likely Congress, right? That's probably what will be, where we set a number of judges and say, okay, this is going to be the standard bearer going forward. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're advocating?
Yeah.
Great. That's what we did with the Judiciary Act, and we have 9 Supreme Court justices. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.
I mean, it's political right now, so it's good.
Okay. Thank you. No, I know it's failed.
Reach the wizard.